Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Play Staypril.
Presented by Ben.
Nice, they're scrubbing that.
Woohoo!
Let's-a-go!
It's time for another episode of Thumb Cramps!
And we are celebrating Play Staypril yet again. Don't let those Mario noises at the start confuse you. In fact, it should have been...
Do a Crash Bandicoot noise. No, I will. Whoa! Hooga booga! It's the noise he makes when he gets Aku Aku,
yeah.
The mask.
He does. Crash Bandicoot is the mask in many ways. Somebody stop him.
Smoking.
Yeah, that's it.
Crash Bandicoot.
Wow!
What's messed up about Crash Bandicoot is he's always got an open mouth.
I like that. He's a good representation of Australian culture. And welcome to this week's episode of Thumb Cramps, a video game review podcast for everyone whose thumbs are cramping. I'm your host, as always, I miss it, Jackson Bailey.
And I'm your host, as always, Joel Dusha.
And today, things are all topsy-turvy because we're joined by listeners' favorite guest, but for the first time, she's literally sitting in the room with us. That is Ruby Innes.
Thank you for having me in your home.
It's no problem.
This is where we live.
Yeah. In this room.
No,
this
it's is kind our of house. Like, you know how teachers live at school?
Yeah.
You guys live here.
Yeah, Thumbcramps Gamer HQ.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you ever saw us outside of Thumbcramps Gamer HQ, you'd be scared, like a kid seeing a
teacher. I've literally never seen you outside of here, but I also have never been here, which means that I would have never seen you, but I have seen you outside of here. In fact, I just lied.
That's a lot on Thumbcramps.
If you were at like a restaurant and you saw me and JD at a restaurant, maybe we were discussing an upcoming episode of Thumbcramps.
Would it be like, this is a delicious steak dinner and video games are good.
Hey, I really like my spaghetti and video games are good. Write that down in the minutes.
Okay.
Spaghetti and steak and video games, good.
I feel like the sound of eating spaghetti would be really good for a podcast.
We should do a spaghetti cast.
Yeah, we should.
Oh, that's a really good idea.
Yeah, spaghetti cramps is
spaghetti
a special.
Spaghetti pod bolognese cast.
Yeah.
This is a lot of big ideas. And today we are looking at Family Guy the video game and other games.
So obviously I really wanted to review a PlayStation game for PlayStaypril, presented by Ben. That was my dream.
Yep.
We even, prior to this recording a couple of days ago, we went and got a PS2.
We tracked one down.
We did the hunting.
Yep.
We got it. I brought it back to my house. I started setting it up. I plugged it. I was like, my big TV, it's not going to fit. My big TV is from the future. PS2 is from the past.
That's crazy.
Thankfully, I had a little TV. And I was like, the fact that I get to play a PS2 game on a small TV, which I've got to place on the floor and therefore sit cross-legged in front of, very exciting.
Why didn't you put it on top of the new TV?
There wasn't room on the, what do you call it? TV bench?
TV unit?
Yeah.
Entertainment unit.
Yeah.
Entertainment. There wasn't room in the entertainment unit.
Yeah.
I didn't want to take them the big TV to put the little TV in.
Yeah, that's fair.
And then in the end, it didn't work anyway because they only gave me half a power cord.
So Jackson got given the part of the power cord that plugs into the wall and then the part that plugs into the power brick, but then not the power brick or the thing that goes into the back of the PlayStation.
Yeah, it was tragic. I was excited to play Croc in The Legend of the Gobbos.
It's a great game. Horrible camera. Good luck. Yeah, best
really,
of luck to you.
Yeah. Really bad stuff. So tragically, I've not been able to play a PS2 game.
Yeah, that is sad. And look, it is there has been many steps forward in this journey, because obviously the first PlayStation 2 we received was a PlayStation Slim, a silver edition that I purchased for $8 from a op shop or a Goodwill. And sadly, it looked like it had it didn't work, and then opened it up, and it looked like it had been sitting in a swamp for 10 years.
Like somebody had put it in the sink, turned on the tap, and abandoned it at home.
It's the Bogman's PS2.
That would make sense.
The Bogman can't play his Crash Bandicoot. He's upset.
Then we were looking at secondhand video game stores, and they must have heard it's PlayStapril, because PlayStation 2s were way too expensive.
With PlayStapril, is it only PS2 games?
No, it could be any PlayStation
game. Any PlayStation
game. Well, I think it's been exclusively... currently,
PS3 games.
But today, I mean, Family Guy, the video game, is a PS2 game.
Yeah, that's true.
Which, listeners, that's strap in, because you know now that this ends with someone playing a PS2, but who is it? It's me.
Yeah.
Then we tracked down this second PS2, got it quite cheap as well. Not $8 cheap, but a decent price.
Yeah, yeah. Very reasonable.
Today, I managed to track down the second half of the power cord for you. So from... today onwards, you are the proud owner of PS2.
Finally, I will be playing PS2 on my little TV.
Yeah.
If I can find a... what do you call the plugs from a PS2? RGB?
Yeah.
wait, the...
the red, green, yellow one.
Or well, it's red, yellow, white.
It's red, yellow, white, right?
Yeah.
And the blue was audio? Yeah. Am I lying?
Audio is red and white, and picture yellow is yellow.
Yeah. I think they were... it was like a...
the AV cables.
AV cables.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Do you need one of those, too?
No, I need to...
AV cable is for power.
No, power's...
AC adapter, that's what I'm thinking.
AC is AC. Air conditioning, or AC adapter is power, yes.
Yeah.
What is the AC adapter in... what does the AC and AC adapter stand for?
It's the same thing. It's the same thing that the AC and AC/DC stands for. I can tell you that much.
Air conditioner.
one of a girl I went to high school. Her dad's an AC/DC.
Holy shit!
Oh my god! What happened?
I hurt myself.
Yeah, the studio is dangerous.
It's spiky. It's a lot of exposed nails.
You know how you've got like in your in your elbow? There's like two bones.
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of had like my arm on the side of the chair, but like the wood part was like in between those two bones.
Oh no!
And then I moved it out, and it kind of went in. It hurt a lot.
The wood went into your arm.
My bones.
We should have warned you that Thumbcram's Gaming HQ is terrible for bones.
Yeah. It's bad for bones. Yeah.
The second I walked in, my bones started aching.
Studio's not safe for bones.
Yeah, we should have told you. Leave your skeleton outside.
NSFB.
Not safe for bones. What cord are you missing? What are you saying to me?
No, not missing a cord. I say it would be good that I could, to have a, whatever that cable is, HDMI adapter, so I can play it on the big TV.
AV to HDMI.
Yeah, which I know I can get somewhere, but
they're like $30 on Amazon.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Do you have J-Car here?
We got J-Car here.
Oh, we got J-Car.
There might be J-Car.
I bought one for my GameCube that
Are you using it for your GameCube?
No, because I also, for some reason, just never used it for my GameCube.
It's not FebuAmCube anymore.
FebuAmCube. Good point.
It's no longer Final Master Chief either. Yeah. It's PlayStapril.
Yeah, that's right. That's true.
Which is why this week I've been playing the Family Guy video game for the PS2, because whilst we've been on a PS2 adventure for you, Jackson, my housemate just had a PS2, so I was like, hey, can I borrow this to play a PlayStation 2 game? And she said... yes.
You didn't say, hey, can my loathsome friend borrow your PS2? He does have sticky hands.
The last time I lent him anything was the Wolfenstein New Order PS4 game that I'm yet to get back.
Where is it?
Here's a memory I also have of this. I was like, I finished the game, and I know that by lending it to you, I'm never going to see it again. And then you said, no, you'll definitely get it back. And then I never did.
Well, here's the thing. So the last place I remember it was at my parents' place, right? But my parents cleaned out the house to sell it recently. Where'd that game go? I bet my brother has it. He took the PS4.
Wasn't it your PS4?
Yeah, we bought it together. Oh, I was thinking about that when I was over at his house. I was like, oh, off that
well,
PS4.
See, my mom never throws anything out. And the other day, one of my coworkers was writing a story for Gizmodo because I write for Kotaku Australia and they write for Gizmodo Australia. And they were writing a story on like what our first phones were.
Oh, yeah.
And I have a very specific memory of having some kind of Nokia that was, it was white and silver, maybe. And it had like a flat top and a rounded bottom.
Oh, yeah.
But I asked my dad about it, and he sent me this picture of one that had like a circular keypad, but like that wasn't it. It wasn't that one. It was a different one. But I looked online and I kept looking, and there are so many Nokia phones.
Yeah.
Like they've released a lot of different models of phones, and not one of them was the one that I was thinking of in my head. So I think I like Berenstain Bear a Nokia phone.
Oh my God.
Like I just made it up in my head. And I think it was maybe just a mishmash of like different Nokia phones. But I know that it existed.
It might be real. You were saying your mom keeps everything.
Well, my mom keeps everything. And I thought she might have kept it because I distinctly remember seeing it in a drawer years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Years ago. But a part of me was like, it might still be there. And she had a look and she could only find her old phone, which was not my phone.
Yeah.
But like, I think it's still there.
It's got to be. You got to go searching.
I really want to find it just to like prove that I'm right.
Yeah.
Because like, I remember it.
When I was a kid, I had a Nokia phone, and for like 2 weeks in year seven, my mom made me wear it on like a lanyard around my neck. That's pretty funny.
That is funny.
Oh no, Ruby's pointing at me. Laughing.
Now I can do that.
Yeah, I imagine that's pretty much how it would have gone in year seven too.
Yeah. I don't remember being bullied, but that doesn't mean it didn't happen.
See, I never got, because I was like a bit of a floater. Like I was friends with a lot of different people. But I do distinctly remember a girl who I thought was my friend writing on a bathroom wall that I had a crush on a guy.
Oh, damn.
And the worst part was that I did.
Oh, no.
And
truth like, hurts the most.
Yeah. You
No, I get the point.
you stinky. I was so upset. But then I literally just like scribbled it out.
It was
fine. And I knew it was her. But like, I also didn't want to say anything because I was also super non-confrontational.
Yeah.
So I was just like, oh, well, it's fine.
No big deal.
And just never pulled her up on it.
Yeah, fair.
Speaking of getting bullied, today I honestly thought when I got out of the car to pick you up that you were going to make fun of me because I'm wearing a 1975 t-shirt.
I keep it on the inside.
Yeah, fair enough.
But you did greet me saying I was just watching TikTok, so we're both on the same level there.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, see, 1975.
I am a grown man. Yeah, so that's probably where I expected the bullying to come from.
Sure.
Well, I mean, like, yes, they are for girls, but it's also at the same time, like, I don't know, the little weasel man,
Matty Healy,
he kind of like sucks, doesn't he? Like, he's kind of.
No, that's good.
No, that's good. Do it into the mic to get the proper sound effect.
Can I do it? Like,
yeah,
yeah.
I really hope that
it'll come out.
Yeah?
Yeah,
okay, cool. We'll that's my inhaler.
Yeah, so we're shooting inhaler into the studio to make sure the perfect episode.
Yeah,
because we can all breathe better.
Yeah, finally, so get some air.
Yeah.
But I've never actually listened to a 1975 song. It's fine. I think it's like it seems like a You Had to Be There kind of band.
Yeah, that's fair.
I'm not going to bully you for something that you can control. I'll bully you for something that you can't control.
That's true. A fair way.
Like hosting a video game podcast where I chose to play Family Guy.
Yeah, tell exactly. me about the Family Guy game. Is
okay.
it good?
Okay, so first of all, it is very funny playing a video game that is based on a cartoon where the video game console is sort of capable of capturing the animation style of the show, but can't do it properly, so everyone just looks... I almost swore that too.
Yeah.
Everyone else looks wrong. They look... yeah. It's like I showed you before we started recording, I showed you a photo that I took of my TV
of
Peter Griffin sitting on a chair.
This is Family Guy the video game,
yeah,
right?
Family Guy the
video
game.
Yeah, I have also played it. They look...
Is it
strange.
Called Family Guy video game?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Family Guy the video game.
I think it might
Family
just be
Guy video game.
I think it's just
Family
called
Guy
Family Guy video,
video
game,
game. Which is funny.
Which is good, yeah.
You got to give them
Family
for
Guy
that.
Video
Family
game.
Family Guy video game. That's what it is. So, you know, they know what they're about.
So the plot starts, Peter's got cable and he's excited about it. But then that loathed child that Stewie hates.
Who?
The other kid, Bertram or something.
Oh, yeah.
The other Stewie that's his rival.
Like it's got kind of like a weird head.
Yeah,
that's the whole thing.
He kind of looks like He looks like he would be enemies with Maggie if he was younger from The
I'm
Simpsons.
I'm thinking of Maggie's villain.
Yeah.
Who's got the unibrow.
Yeah. Maggie hates that baby. Yeah. And like when Stewie hates another baby, you're like, fair enough, Stewie's like a guy.
Stewie wants to kill his mom.
Yeah, but like, Maggie's just like a baby. It's crazy that
Maggie should have used the gun.
Rivalry.
Yeah.
Maggie should have used the gun to shoot that baby and not shoot Mr. Burns.
Yeah, that's true.
Exactly.
Maggie didn't mean to shoot Mr. Burns.
Mr. Burns wasn't even her enemy. That other baby was.
Mr. Burns is her enemy in that moment, though, because he's trying to steal candy from her.
But
she accidentally shoots him. But then in later episodes, they imply that she's become really good at shooting a gun, which is cool.
I'm just imagining this conversation filmed with influential kind of inspirational music in the background and posted on TikTok.
Maggie didn't mean to shoot Mr. Burns.
If Mr. Burns wasn't even her enemy, but he was at that time.
So the Family Guy game is called Family Guy Video Game exclamation point.
Oh, that's good stuff.
Yeah, but Family Guy Video Game.
Family Guy Video Game.
That's 7.2 out of 10 on IMDb.
Wow.
I can imagine playing this in 2005 or 2006 and being like, holy crap, Lois. But playing it.
There we go.
Pina. Oh, that's good. You're Lois Griffin's as good as Douche's Patrick Starr.
Yeah. I feel like we've done this before.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Family Guy, every time Family Guy comes
up,
someone's
going to
do it.
Voices.
Do the laugh. Yeah. So satellite dish has been installed on the Griffin's house.
Yeah.
Stewie's going to use it to mind control everyone.
Okay.
His enemy kid wants to break it or something.
Yeah.
So the first level you're playing is Stewie. You need to collect upgrades for your ray gun so you can kill children.
Oh, okay.
You turn them into skeletons. They are dead.
They are canonically killed.
Then crash a helicopter into Quagmire's front yard and he makes a joke about that not being the type of bush trimming he meant or something like that.
I see.
Classic Quagmire.
He wants to
giggity,
trim
giggity.
Pubic hair.
Yeah.
He's
horny.
He's getting at. Yeah. Is that horny?
I don't know.
That's just maintenance.
I don't know anymore. First level is Stewie.
Mm-hmm.
The satellite dish gets broken and collapses on Peter, who goes to hospital.
Oh, no.
And then Stewie decides he needs to get small. I think I missed a cutscene and I don't know how.
Stewie needs to get small?
To go into Peter.
Is that because Bertram... Now, I'm recalling Family Guy lore from the early 2000s, but isn't Bertram Stewie's twin or some shit?
No, they just have the same shaped head. And Bertram...
I thought he was
he
one of
Peter's
sperms.
Patton Oswald.
It might actually be Patton. Hang on. Yeah. You know what?
It probably is him.
Isn't Bertram Peter was going to have a new baby?
Bertram is his half-brother.
Yeah.
Voiced by Wallace Shawn.
Okay.
Right. What else has he done? Because he kind of sounds like
he's this
Patton
guy.
Oswald and Gilbert Godfrey. Oh, yes. He's inconceivable.
You call yourself almost.
I kind of.
Yeah, but the problem with cutting yourself in the middle of effing is that you just say F.
Exactly. He's in The Princess Bride, which is the best movie ever made.
He also is the voice of Rex in Toy Story.
Oh, nice.
And he plays Dr. John Sturgis in Young Sheldon 2018 to present.
Do you know there's a TV show called Young Rock, too?
Yeah.
Is that part of the same Young universe?
Yeah, it's the same Young universe.
He's also... Blair Waldorf's stepdad in Gossip Girl.
Whoa. That is true.
Yeah, and I loved when he showed up because Blair Waldorf was like, who's this clown with my mother? But then she realized that he made her mother happy
made
her laugh and that he was also a very kind man and that's what was most important. And so Blair Waldorf learned a lesson that day.
Yeah.
Who's the guy in Gossip Girl? He's got a funny name. Possibly he fell off a roof.
Chuck Bass?
Chuck Bass!
Yeah.
I was thinking about Chuck Bass.
Chuck Bass, yeah.
Chuck Bass, that's good. My younger brother watched all of Gossip Girl, so I got it in sort of snippets. Same way I got the Superman TV show. What's it called? Smallville.
Smallville, yeah. I watched all of Gossip Girl somewhat recently in the past few years.
Oh, yeah.
And obviously loved it. So stupid.
XOXO
and then I
Gossip Girl.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
And then I decided to try and watch the new Gossip Girl. And there's just nothing about it.
That's sad.
The problem was that, They made the teacher's Gossip Girl, and you find out in the very first episode.
Oh, that's no,
that's
and
weird.
It's so, so weird. Like, the whole exciting thing about Gossip Girl was that you didn't know who Gossip Girl was, but Gossip Girl knew who everybody was and was, you know, ruining their lives. Like, that was what was so interesting.
Yeah.
And it's so it's weird, a lot like Family Guy.
It is a lot like Family Guy. Oh, okay. So the reason Stewie gets Small to go into Peter. Okay. Gets Small to go into Peter is to get into Peter's balls, because that's where Bertram's lair is.
Oh.
So there's a part of the game where you're in Peter's balls. Yeah.
That's
so
cool.
Does that mean that it's canon that Bertram frequently goes back and forth between the real world and Peter's balls?
I hope so. Balls World is cool. World.
Yeah, wow, interesting.
So yeah, basically the first level of the game, Satellite Dish falls on Peter. Then you've got to go to the hospital to get it Small and go into Peter.
Sure.
That part involves you shooting lots of doctors and nurses and, again, turning them into skeletons.
You kill it, yeah.
I remember that part.
There's also a part where you're in the maternity ward and you've got to jump on women to make them give birth as Chewie.
Sure. You jump on their tummies and then the baby pops out.
Yeah. That's They're grateful, stuff. Though. It's not upsetting. They're happy.
They were. It's a quick birth.
But the babies also do just shoot out in a way.
Land on the dirty hospital
floor. And there's a joke that all of the, like, so it's like regular baby, Quagmire baby, baby.
He's a virile man.
Yeah, and then there's a joke about Joe's wife, whose name I can't remember, because she's the last lady in the maternity ward. And then if you jump on her, Stewie's like, I don't know why I'm bothering. It's been six seasons.
I see. Classic. Very funny. Very good stuff,
Except
Stewie Griffin.
I watched a somewhat recent episode of Family Guy.
Yeah, that's a cool thing to do.
That's brave. That's awesome.
She wasn't pregnant anymore.
Yeah.
She'd had the baby.
She gives birth at some point, and there's a joke about the baby being 12 when it's born or something like that.
Okay. Yeah.
Good stuff. So then basically, Stewie, you get the thing, you go Small, and then the game switches to Brian, who's trying to prove his innocence about...
Something.
He's accused of... The game is, like, weirdly horny.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
He's accused of impregnating Seabreeze, who is, I believe, another dog.
Okay. Well, that's okay. Dogs impregnate other dogs all the time.
Yeah. So he's got to find...
That's good. I think that's a relief considering, like, throughout the show, he beds, like, multiple human women.
Yeah. It's kind of kind of refreshing for Brian Griffin
to have sex.
You're throwing out the Fs. Well, you're in the studio. You're in person.
I'm... I'll stop.
Yeah.
I'm chilling out.
Yeah, we believe you.
Yeah, I believe you. That's the last cuss that's going to come out.
I'm not going to say. I won't.
Yeah.
You won't?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Is that a promise?
You're promising
us? Pinky promises?
Okay, we're pinky promising.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so that was a pinky promise to both people.
Yes, I pinky promise both. And I can do that because I
And that's a pinky promise between me and JD as well, through you.
Yeah.
So Stewie's section of the game, just to get to the actual gameplay, it's like a third-person shooter, basically. You're strolling around. You got a ray gun.
It's top-down, correct? Or like
sort of.
Yeah.
Isometric.
Okay.
2.5D.
No, it's full 3D. It's the camera is like a.
Yeah, what's it's called something?
Is that
it's? I think it's still Bird's Eye.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
And there's some horrible platforming parts of that too.
Because it's at a bad angle.
It's
so you're
at a bad
like,
angle.
Where am I?
It's,
where is Stewie Griffin?
It's a Family Guy video game, so they haven't put a lot of effort into the puzzles.
It's Family Guy video game.
Yeah, it's Family Guy video game. That's true.
So it's frustrating.
Yeah.
There's sections where it's like you get the mind control ray instead and you've got to solve puzzles by mind controlling people. So at the very start of the game, you've got to do it. You mind control Lois, make her vacuum, which then makes Brian angry at the vacuum, and then he runs outside because you need to get through the back
door.
Sure. Then in the hospital, you use it on Quagmire to hassle people that then make them run into radiation to do that instead of talk to Quagmire, which then clears the path for you to walk through the radiation. And then you get to the Brian segment, and it's stealth segments.
That's awesome,
and
dude.
Let me tell you, 2005 stealth gameplay has not held up.
Oh, dear me.
Because you actually also play as Peter later in the game, but spoilers, I didn't get that far because the Brian sections made me so annoyed that I had to stop playing.
I think I also stopped playing the game when I got to that point.
What's annoying about that?
You're in prison,
and
you can't be seen at any
it's
point.
It's crazy he went to prison for having sex with another dog.
Yeah, especially because I've...
Yet having... having sex with human women
nobody's
is fine.
Issue. Yeah.
He dates a human woman who, like, the whole joke of her is that she is dumb.
Yeah, that's right.
For, like, a whole season or two?
Yeah.
Like, human woman.
Don't
he's
have
a dog.
Sex.
Here's an awesome thing that I've just found out by reading through the plot of the game.
Yeah.
Guess who's the true dad of Seabreeze's dogs?
Who?
I'll give you one guess.
I'm going to go on a limb and say Quagmire.
Got it in one.
There we go. Oh, I knew it.
He should be in jail.
Oh, big time.
Seth MacFarlane, what is your deal?
Also should be in jail.
Yeah.
That's true.
He's got the voice of an angel.
He does.
Yeah, when he says, Peter. No, that's Lois.
Peter. I have My Way by Seth MacFarlane liked on Spotify, and I listen to it often.
That's awesome.
You're going to say every day, you know?
The thing is, and I saw someone say this online, they were like, Frank Sinatra sang My Way as if he had to sing it every night.
Yeah.
You know, but
beautiful.
Seth MacFarlane sings My Way like he only had one shot to sing that song, and he put everything into it.
Isn't his, like, because doesn't Seth MacFarlane, I don't know where I read this, his sister is in a lot of, like, Family Guy and American Dad.
Mm.
She might voice someone in American Dad. I forget.
Most likely.
But she's also an amazing singer. So
that
it's just, it's very funny that the MacFarlane children, beautiful voices, do Family Guy.
Well, maybe it's like the family in the movie Step Brothers that all love to have a sing together.
That's true. Yeah. That is nice.
Maybe they were in. Yeah, maybe in canon they were the two children of Adam Scott and wife in Step
Catherine
Brothers.
Catherine Hahn.
Oh my God, it is my Catherine Hahn. Yeah, of course.
Well, before television, you would gather around the piano and all sing together. What happened there?
I miss it.
Yeah.
I think we should do it now, but with the songs of the current age.
Yeah, I think that would be a great idea.
Lucky there's a Family Guy.
They kind of do that.
They do that in the opening.
That's amazing.
They sing the song.
We've been really good. Can I just give us a compliment? We've been really good at getting it back to Family Guy. This whole episode, we just nail it returning.
We're always segueing back to Family Guy. Yeah. It's good.
I wonder if that'll keep up after I get to the end of this review.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
Maybe.
Could happen.
So Brian's in jail. You got to sneak out of jail. Yeah. There's a lot of jokes that are very funny still.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Very, very good. Although there is one funny part where you're walking through, so you got to sneak past cells, and every cell has, like, a different inmate doing something different, and, like, you can't get spotted by any of them for some reason. I guess all the prisoners are narcs.
Yeah.
But one of them is a guy that's hung himself.
Oh, yeah.
And he's dead, but he's spinning around in a circle, and he, like, if he sees you, he's like, hey!
That's pretty funny.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
The game sucks.
Okay, fair enough. Yep.
I haven't seen Family Guy in a really long time.
Yeah.
I don't remember it being, like, I know it's, like, edgy, but, like, I don't remember it being, like, that extreme. Where the game feels like it's, like, three steps more.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't get to this part, but in the opening cinematic, it gives you, like, gameplay, clips
visual,
of the game.
Yeah.
And, like, Peter's in blackface in one of the levels, and, like, there's just, like, a lot of just...
I feel like I've seen gameplay of that section, and I think he ends up in blackface because a black family leave a restaurant and hit him with the door. I don't know.
In that case, it's fine.
I don't know what that means.
Brother.
I don't know why that happens.
What does that mean?
But that's I think, how the game goes.
Okay. So I've just read the Peter section. He keeps, every time he gets hit in the head, he
changes
character.
Okay.
Which includes, one of the characters, looking at who you play as, none of them are good.
So the only playable characters in it, Brian, Stewie, and Peter?
Yep.
That's crazy.
That is crazy.
Even in the frickin' Simpsons game, you could be a poo.
So, look, the game has aged poorly.
Yeah, okay.
It plays bad.
Mm.
Looks wrong.
Okay.
But it is a Family Guy game.
That's funny.
It's funny.
Family Guy game.
It's funny to play the Family Guy game.
Yeah.
Will I continue to play it after this? No.
What
Am I
like
glad it? I played it? Yes.
Are you going to play... the second one, Back to the Multiverse?
Absolutely. If I can track that down.
Well,
I
think it'll be interesting because the Family Guy game you're playing is from like 06.
Yeah.
But Back to the Multiverse is like, 2013 or something?
2012, yeah.
2012. So it's like a real jump. You know, Family Guy had been going that long. You could see how it had changed.
And it's on Steam.
Oh, come on. You got to do it.
It's also on PlayStation 3.
Oh, my God. Yeah. You got to do it, dude. You got to get it done.
In December 2014, it was removed from Steam, apparently.
Oh, yeah. The very first thing on the community board is, anyone selling a key for this game?
People are hankering for it,
Family Guy Back to the Multiverse received generally unfavorable reviews on all platforms, according to Metacritic.
That's crazy.
On the 22nd of August 2022, on the Microsoft community boards, Salem Domvis asked,
real name.
Can
Shout
you bring
out to Salem
Family
Domvis.
Guy Back to the Multiverse backwards compatible with Xbox One? Hello, can please bring Family Guy Back to the Multiverse to Xbox One backwards compatibility? And if not, why please? And thank you.
Concise.
And
got
43 people apparently had the same question.
IGN said, there's a lot to enjoy, but none of it will knock your socks off. Thanks, IGN. What did you give it? 6 out of 10.
Wow.
Which is higher than any other review.
That's
so
awesome.
Yeah, can't wait to play the sequel.
Digital Spies review. Family Guy Back to the Multiverse review. Xbox 360. Shameful.
And here's another quote from that same review. It's hopelessly moronic. Completely pointless. That will please neither Family Guy fans nor the people who enjoy games. In this case, the joke is definitely on us.
Oh, that's good.
I gotta play it.
You have to play Family Guy Back to the Multiverse.
So yeah, Family Guy video game. I'm gonna go 2 thumbs.
Yeah, fair enough. Because it's a bad game, but it's funny to play the Family Guy
yes.
game.
Yeah.
I think what's funny is imagining somebody in 06 who loves Family Guy being like, I need more Family Guy content. I've got all the DVDs.
Yeah.
Let me get the game.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's exciting.
The
to
game,
picture
I
that
believe,
person.
The PS2 game that I've been playing actually got decent-ish reviews.
Yeah, weren't you saying 7.5 or something earlier?
That was on IMDb, which I didn't think did video game.
Sure, there wasn't four
reviews.
Family
Okay,
Guy.
So on Metacritic, the Family Guy PS2 game has exactly 50 out of 100, which if the IGN gave it a 4.1, they think the second one's a significant improvement.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I would say it's a bad game.
Yeah, fair enough.
And if you're making a game now and it gets a 50 on Metacritic, I think your team gets fired. Yeah. I think that's pretty much what happens. Yeah.
Spectacular.
Family Guy. Maybe not a good game.
Yeah, fair enough.
Hey, Jackson, what have you been playing?
Well, in lieu of being able to play any PlayStation game.
Yeah. In the PlayStation games I gave you, and I don't want to suggest you play anything in particular, but the Futurama video game is there.
Oh, I mean, I gotta.
I think that game is also extremely rare.
Yeah.
So you could be one of the only few people to play it.
Maybe I will. Be Bender?
Be Bender!
Bite my shiny metal ass, he says.
Yeah, he does say that.
I know that there's somebody currently making a Futurama hit and run.
Oh, damn.
Oh, that would
be
sick.
That's a great idea for a game.
I'm trying to remember, because I wrote a story on it, but I think they're pretty much merging character designs, or at least like remaking designs from the Futurama game.
Putting
them into like the what's it called? Game mechanics of
engine?
Yeah.
Hit and run. But
yeah, there's a cat at the studio.
Oh.
Yeah. There's a cat at the window now.
Sorry.
No, that's okay.
What cat is it?
It's Kimchi.
Kimchi's a good cat.
There's more?
Yeah, there's two cats.
This Kimchi
we can meet
we'll
them
We'll look
after
at
this
the cats
episode.
After
meet
the
them
episode.
After
yeah.
the episode. Hi. It was looking at me.
Yeah. Kimchi is an orange cat and Tiramisu is a longer hair gray cat.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Friend of the show and occasional guest Tom Walker said, why would you care about Kimchi when you have Tiramisu? Tiramisu was described by him as a luxury cat.
Jackson, just quickly with the Futurama video game, gameplay was considered lackluster, though the cutscenes were described in Wired magazine as side-splitting.
Oh, that's good. I've tried to, because I...
Piss your pants playing the game, laughing too much.
No, just in general.
I think I watched a video about the Futurama game.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like an hour or two long talking about it. And I was like, you are going so in-depth into this game that you're saying is incredibly average. I respect
Relax.
It.
Yeah. Well, because I've recently... during lockdowns, I watched all of The Simpsons from start to finish.
Yep.
And then I was like, I'll do the same for Futurama. And I was like, I do not like Futurama.
Really?
That's on a rewatch.
I was like, love Futurama.
This is not funny for me anymore. So I'll see what the game is like. Anyway.
Futurama has more heart than The Simpsons, I feel.
No, the heart is what annoys me.
You want to be laughing at Bart,
I do not find Leela and Fry's relationship to be endearing. I find it to be very annoying. I don't like Fry, and I think Leela can do better.
Yeah, that's fair.
That is fair.
What do Amy and Fry ever have a relationship?
They do,
They bone down for a bit.
They bone down for a bit.
Yeah. But then she bones down big time with Criff, which is awesome.
So you,
I mean, Kiff.
Kiff, yeah. Little green robot, who honestly I thought was going to go twink mode.
Yeah, me too. Twink mode.
Oh, yeah, he's the assistant to that guy, the Zap buffoon. Brannigan.
Yeah.
Brannigan.
That's right.
One of the best characters on the show.
Yeah.
And he's interested in Leela.
Yeah,
do you
he
think
is.
He, him and Leela would be a better couple?
No, he's a buffoon.
She pretty much only has buffoons go for her.
Yeah.
And like, or men who have the wrong intentions.
That's true.
Like, there was that one guy who he could change shape.
That's right. And he changed shape to be like, I'm a one-eyed alien like you, Leela. But he was actually... And didn't that episode become a parody of My Wife and... What's it called? My Wife and Kids.
Married with Children?
Married with Children.
Yeah, I think so.
My Wife and Kids is a TV show.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
Because
he was the whole, like, sitting on the couch, looking directly at the camera.
Yeah.
Do you reckon Married with Children holds up? I
think so. I think it really does.
Yeah.
I think what annoyed me about Futurama is that the goofball gets with the hyper-competent lady no longer feels fresh and endearing like maybe it did in 2000. Now I'm like, this is annoying to watch. Mm. Anyway, but I'll play the game. Anyway, what I'm reviewing today is a game that I played and finished, because it's very short, called Meat Grinder, which is like a combination of Cluster Truck. Do you know the game Cluster Truck?
No.
So Cluster Truck's like a platforming game where you're jumping from truck to truck.
Okay.
But the levels get progressively kind of more difficult. And
whoa, that's crazy for a video game.
The sort of like platforming becomes more and more difficult and crazy. It gets crazy.
I cannot believe that.
Yeah, dude. So it's a combination of like Cluster Truck.
Yep.
So it's got the kind of platforming jumping between trucks. Doom, because it's a first-person shooter. And the movie Crank. Because
okay.
You need to keep your heart rate going or you start dying.
Oh, wow.
So it's a sort of, I guess it's like a...
Do you have sex in the middle of a racetrack?
No, but...
What happens in the movie Crank?
And when was this game out? What's it on?
It's on PC.
PC.
Yeah.
No, that's Crank 1. In Crank 2, he's got to keep electrocuting himself.
I thought he had to have sex in Crank 2. Anyway, it's also like Duke Nukem because the guy you're playing as keeps saying Duke Nukem shit as you're jumping
can
around.
Can we get an example?
He'll say stuff like, it's time to rock and roll every time you restart a level or whatever.
That's sick.
Cool.
The whole game is continuous. This is going to sound insane. It's continuous if you don't die, by which I mean every level bleeds into every other level.
Uh-huh.
There's no like loading screens between levels, but obviously if you die, you just start it wherever you are in whatever
so, like,
section.
Checkpoints.
Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah.
But it's
video games have those.
Because it's really short. It's like the whole game feels like one long level, basically. So yeah, the way it plays is that it is, I guess, like a parkour game. You're jumping between trucks, collecting weapons. You have a grappling hook, which you can grapple into the trucks in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
You have a kick as well to kick people off trucks onto the ground.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you have a heart rate in the middle that the more you kind of like leap around and grapple hook around and shoot people with a shotgun, the higher up it goes.
Mm-hmm.
But the less you do, so if you stop at any point, it starts to go down. And if it goes down below like 60, you die.
Right.
So
okay.
You need to keep moving.
Yeah.
Like I said, it's got like a kind of post-apocalyptic vibe. You enter into every level on a motorbike and then you jump into a truck, jump out and just start shooting guys jumping between the sort of vehicles.
This sounds incredibly up my alley.
Oh, dude, the whole time I was playing it, I was like, Joel Dusha should play this game.
Yeah.
And you can finish it in like 2 hours.
Whoa.
Maybe less.
Doom Eternal's like that, except like if you stop moving, every single thing on the screen will kill you.
Oh, that kind of happens in this too. And it gets crazy. So like there's one level where there's a bunch of trucks and the trucks have open shipping containers on the back.
Mm-hmm.
And you jump through the shipping container, but also around the shipping containers are explosives.
Mm-hmm.
So if somebody shoots one of the explosives, the shipping container you're in flies into the sky. And then you need to fall out of the shipping container and land on a truck to keep playing the game. Or you hit the road and take massive amounts of damage. You do heal if you get your heart rate really high.
Mm-hmm.
So
like real life.
Yeah, exactly.
Heart attacks feel good.
So you need to keep moving. And there are a couple of bosses in the game. And the hardest thing about them is that obviously you're not moving forward. So you have to keep jumping around the trucks while you're... So one of them is a train. And the train's going alongside you while you're on like five or six trucks.
Is that your favorite level of the game?
Fighting the train is whatever, but there are a level where you're jumping from train to train instead of on trucks, and occasionally the tracks just run into each other, so the train you're on hits the train next to you and they both explode and you got to get out of there.
Yeah.
You get eaten by a worm at one point.
Cool.
Nidhogg.
Yeah, then you got to climb out of the worm before it eats you. You get a bunch of fun weapons, but like it's kind of, they're all... They do all feel different, but it all is kind of much of a muchness because you're going so quickly through the levels that you don't even notice what's happening
on
most of the time.
On behalf of me and the listeners, this sounds like a made-up game.
I know.
It sounds like you're kind of just making it up as you go along.
So what's it called? Meat grinder?
That would be such a funny thing to come
on.
That
would be so good.
Be like, yeah, any question you got about the game, I'll answer. Main character's name's Grism or what?
Grism McGunk?
Grism McGunk? He's an old man.
He used to be an opera singer.
Doesn't come up so much in the game, but beautiful singing voice, yeah.
Yeah, it kind of just gets mentioned at the start. And like the thing is, with it getting mentioned at the start, it kind of makes you want to hear him sing.
When's Grizzly McGunk going to sing? And you think maybe that'll be the reward for beating the game, but no, that never happens.
It's weird because you meet a whole bunch of characters throughout the game who know you by name. They say, hey, Grizzly McGunk, are you going to sing for us today? And you say, no.
No, sir, I will not sing now. No. You think because he says now, he's going to sing later, but he never does.
Maybe
he's
Meat Grinder 2.
Meat Grinder 2, Grizzly sings.
The game, it is a little short, so it probably loses points for that. I could have kept playing. There is an infinite mode where you just can presumably loop through the like levels the whole time. Yeah.
It's funny to criticize and be like, oh, I could have kept playing.
Well, no, so what I mean is that the infinite mode will just loop. Because the levels were so creative, I just wanted more of that.
Yeah.
And I felt like they kind of only scratched the surface of what they could do with this basic, like this idea or this style of game. So the infinite mode would be a lot of fun, and I probably will go back and play that. But I kind of wanted more because the levels were so creative. I was like, what else can you do? Like, I'm not even going to go into some of the levels because if you're going to play it, I don't want to spoil them.
I've also gone on to the Meat Grinder Twitter account to verify it is a real game. It is a real game, and it's like the retro updated FPS style game, which is cool. But if you're looking for more of that, someone made a sci-fi version of Meat Grinder in Fortnite Creative. So there's a map code for that if you are...
That's
you can play
awesome.
More in Fortnite.
There you go.
You could be a Fortnite guy.
Oh, I could be a Fortnite guy. Plays Ariana Grande?
Yeah.
Yes, please. Ariana Grande can have a gun.
Yeah, that's sick. That's Spider-Man great.
Can
also
can
have
shoot
a gun.
Ariana Grande can shoot Spider-Man in the head.
Yeah.
Ariana Grande can shoot another Ariana Grande.
That's true.
That's
the
cool.
The Grande Wars.
Well, wait, okay. Could you actually get her as a skin?
Yeah.
She was a skin. Yeah. Travis Scott appeared as a concert, and I don't think... Oh, no, you could also play as Travis Scott, but then they removed him because of Astro World.
Yeah. Why would he do that?
Yeah.
It's weird to think about. Like, just, like, thinking back, it's just like... How could you fumble that so bad?
He fumbled the bag.
As somebody who has been to multiple concerts where there have been lots of people in the mosh, like, I've seen performers just straight up go, everybody stop.
Yeah.
And everybody move back.
You get the power when you're on that stage.
Yeah.
Legit. And like it's, what, 10 people die?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why? That like puts a huge stink. Like, I can't make sense of like,
it
why
is
would
a bummer.
You do that? It's bizarre.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Yeah.
Thank God he's not in Fortnite.
Yeah. Yeah.
If he was still in Fortnite, I would be so mad.
It's thank you, Fortnite.
Yeah, thank you,
you've
Fortnite.
You've made video games safe.
Thumb cramps once again. Thanks, Fortnite. No, Meat Grinder is awesome. I had such a good time playing it. I was mostly like, oh no, I don't have a PS2 game to play. What can I review? And I didn't. I really liked Cluster Truck, but that's more of like a platforming game.
Yeah.
But adding this kind of like fast-paced, very hectic FPS sort of like element to it. Absolutely made it kick ass. Probably four thumbs, to be honest.
Whoa,
and it only loses
yeah.
that thumb because it's not longer. But I think it's said to be continued at the end, so I'm assuming they will add more in the future.
Cluster Truck. I get it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
It's like they've swapped truck for your favorite word this week.
It's my favorite word every week.
No, yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And speaking of your favorite things, Ruby, what have you been playing this week?
Well, I was going to talk about one thing, and then I decided that because it's placed April, mm-hmm. I should talk April. About something else. But then I realized that that thing that I was going to talk about is actually on PlayStation.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
But then I was mm-hmm. like, should I talk about that or should I talk about something else? And then I was like, actually, what have I played? So I've been looking at games that I have played, and I don't want to talk about any of them.
Okay.
So I'm probably going to go back and talk about the one that I originally was planning to talk about. Or maybe I'll talk about the other one. But
what do you want to hear, Jackson? This one or the other one?
Let's go the other one.
Yeah.
So in that case, there's a game for PlayStation 2.
Nice.
And it's called We Love Katamari.
Oh, yes! Hey, Jackson, great choice.
Yeah.
The other one was a good choice. Yeah.
Nailed it.
The one I was originally going to talk about was 2018's God of War.
I mean, that's fine. It's a good game.
Beautiful, fantastic game.
He loves his son, but he's mean to his son.
And then Katamari Damacy.
Wrong game.
In We Love Katamari, the second game,
that's right.
He does not care for his son.
Yeah,
and he just makes his son do lots of manual labor.
Rolls that ball.
So Katamari Damacy was the first one.
Yeah.
And that was on, I think, also PlayStation 2, actually. And in that one, you play as the prince and you got to roll... You got to roll. Yep.
Make
roll,
stars.
Roll that ball.
Make stars for the king of the cosmos, who also happens to be your dad.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
In We Love Katamari, it's very meta, very self-referential. You're the prince again, at first. You're the prince
Whoa.
Again.
Whoa.
And your dad, the king of the cosmos, who is just a big, hulking, beautiful man.
Yeah, yeah.
With a big tube head.
Mm, yeah, as common beauty standards dictate, all men should have
long tube head.
One of the reasons I'm considered, an unattractive man is my head is just spherical.
Yeah, you've got
a round head.
You've got the worst kind of head you could have.
So like an orange.
As do you both have horrible heads.
Round head.
They're very round and not tube-like?
Like coconuts, some people say, and they say that they want to smack them together like coconuts, you know.
I'd hope that they crack, killing us both instantly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's how thumb cramps makes people feel.
Yeah. Swift kick to the head.
Yeah, people look at me and they think, is that man attractive? Or,
no, I want to
kick him in the head.
Making him die.
Making him die. That's what I wanted. They tap me on the shoulder at the bar and I turn around. Oh, hi, can I buy you a drink? And they roundhouse kick me. Oh, no, another one's here to kick me in the head. Dating is hard.
These women can't stop kicking me in the head.
Yeah, that's a shame.
And they keep all being very disappointed that one swift kick hasn't killed me instantly.
Yeah, I get on Tinder. They send me a message. Hi, I'd like to meet up, in brackets, to kick you in the head.
In brackets, hopefully one swift kick will kill you.
Well, you're welcome to try.
Send back, it won't.
It won't, but I'm free Thursday.
Can I buy you a coffee?
And they block you, knowing that you will live.
Kicked in the head.
Many
I'm building up
tried.
Something of an immunity at this point.
Yeah. Well, it's all that titanium in your brain.
Yeah, exactly.
From eating all that titanium.
Yeah.
Yeah. They say you are what you eat. So
yeah.
I mean, because of all the kicks to the head in the past, you start to eat a whole heap of titanium.
And with most things when you eat it, the food goes down into your stomach. Titanium, though, goes up.
That's why you got to eat it on your hand. Use your handstand when you eat it so the food goes into your head.
Yeah.
Makes
nice a lot
try,
of sense
lady.
To me.
Dong!
Yeah. How's your foot?
So how are you guys going to loop this back into We Love Katamari?
Well, I can pick up human ladies in Katamari Damacy.
Yeah. There we go.
Yeah. Much easier time than I do. Yeah.
I feel like bringing things back to Family Guy is so much easier.
Yeah, absolutely.
Family Guy in itself is like referential all the time.
That's
like,
true.
Oh, this reminds me of the one time I blank, you know.
Can you give us an example of a cutaway? Like the one time I...
Oh, this reminds me of the time that Lindsay Lohan came to our house naked doing a crab walk.
Hi, I'm Lindsay Lohan doing a crab walk.
Oh.
I think that was literally it, though. And, like, they were making fun of the fact that they do that.
Oh, damn.
And, Lindsay Lohan came up. I hope she
is doing okay?
Bounces back. I hope she gets, you know, her time
from
in the sun
Family
again.
Guy cutaway?
Yeah. And also live.
Yeah,
you know?
I don't know.
Yeah. there are like rumors that she's going to be in the next White Lotus season.
Oh, that's mad.
I would love that.
Yeah, me too.
I would love that. You know, because she's.
I hope she gets to be great. In a Herbie sequel.
Yeah.
Because she was in the Herbie
she
movie.
She was in Herbie Fully Loaded.
Yeah. I think we're ready for another Herbie movie.
Herbie Fully Loaded 2.
Yeah. I think there's like, because like.
There's one Herbie movie that was only made for TV that never got like a proper release, and that stars Bruce Campbell.
Is that where Herbie Goes Bananas?
No, that's Herbie Goes Bananas.
I love Bruce Campbell.
Me too.
I've been rewatching Ash vs. Evil Dead.
Oh, great show.
And he's just so good.
And hey, listeners, if you're listening to this the day it came out, congratulations. If you live in Australia, Evil Dead Rise came out yesterday.
Oh my God.
I saw that a month early.
Whoa!
Yeah, so I could interview the two leading ladies.
Is it good?
I loved it.
Oh, hell yeah. That's all I needed to hear.
Good. That's good to hear.
I will say, obviously I'm not going to say anything about it, but I liked the first Evil Dead remake more.
Yeah.
Okay.
But maybe that's just because I enjoy the whole cabin.
Yeah, that's
thing.
Fair.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I did really like this one. It's a lot of fun.
That's good.
Very bloody. As bloody as the first one, but still very bloody.
Yeah. I saw a review. Someone said, hey, this movie's made for sickos by sickos. And I was like, I'm a sicko.
Oh, it's sick. Like, you see like, some
you can some spoil whack, some violence.
You see some whack stuff. Yeah. I'll say that.
Damn.
Like, it's pretty intense. And like, multiple main cast members are Australian.
Whoa! That means it could happen to you, Jackson.
Ah,
or me. Ah, or you, Ruby.
I think like four of them?
Yeah.
Four of the five main characters are Australian, but they're all American. Like they're all American in the movie.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
But I'm
but
if
Aussies.
You hired so many Australians, why wouldn't you
it filmed here?
I don't know.
Mm. Weird.
Get to the bottom of that when we're in Evil Dead Rise 2.
Yeah. I'm scared.
Dead Rising.
I'm going to be in Herbie Fully Loaded.
Dude. I only want to be...
This guy's alive! Ah!
I only want to be in an Evil Dead movie if it's going to have Bruce Campbell in it.
Yeah, that's fair.
Is the Bruce Campbell Herbie movie, TV movie, the one where there's a bad Herbie?
No, that's probably also Herbie Goes Bananas.
No, there's a bad Herbie. And
its name is Nurby.
The way they make Nurby, I remember in the movie, is Herbie comes alive because the guy who made Herbie pushed a portrait of his wife into the Herbie tank, like it was like the paint or whatever. And then they're like...
You know what? You're right.
Yeah.
That is from the movie I was talking about.
And then
about.
A guy's like, I need to make a bad Herbie, a Nurby, if you will. And the way he does it is he's like, why isn't my car coming to life? And his assistant is like, well, the other Herbie was made with great love, and that's how he came to life. So the bad guy, get this, he pushes a portrait of himself.
Because he hates himself.
No, because he loves himself.
Oh.
His great love of himself makes an evil Herbie.
Oh.
Whereas this man's great love of his wife made a good Herbie.
Wait, and different man?
Yeah, different man.
Okay.
So there's good Herbie made by innocently by a guy who loved his wife. Presumably that Herbie has his wife's soul.
So wait, so just to clarify, so two guys made cars that came to life, correct?
Yeah, but the first, yes, yeah,
but
yeah.
The first guy... made Herbie from a picture of his wife who he loves.
Yeah.
Right? And he was like, I want to make a good Herbie. But the other guy who... Did the other guy actively want to make a Nurby?
Yeah,
because
he knew about
Herbie,
the alive car.
Yeah.
And he's like, I can make an alive car myself. Nurby.
But did he want to make him, like, evil car?
Do you want to know what the cars... The bad cars actually called?
Yeah.
Horace... The hate bug.
That's so good.
The hate bug.
Well, I think because he wanted to make a bad Herbie,
yeah.
But
yeah.
He needed
and
great love to do it. But he the only thing he loved was himself,
right?
And
clearly, Horace.
Simon Moore III is an arrogant Scotsman who now owns Herbie, who abuses and insults Herbie until Herbie comes last in a race because he didn't want to obey Simon. Furious, Simon sends Herbie to the junkyard. Apparently, this Love Bug remake, which is also a sequel to Herbie Goes Bananas, has a much darker tone. Oh my God, it's directed by Peyton Reed.
What? What is going on?
Oh my God. That's awesome.
He made the Ant-Man.
I gotta rewatch this Herbie movie. I think I watched it on TV when I was a kid and it clearly stuck with me. Something that I keep thinking about is that's not how cars make. You don't have a big vat that you put stuff
in.
That you then what pour into a car mold.
Is it on Disney Plus? I gotta watch this.
There's so many more things that go into a car.
Yeah.
I can't tell you what they are, but I know pipes. For a fact. So, yeah, like an engine.
Yeah.
Just quickly to give listeners like a bit of bonus content. How many thumbs to Evil Dead Rise, Ruby? Yeah.
I'm going to give it like a four.
Four thumbs? How many thumbs for the Love Bug 1997 television
movie? Five thumbs?
Now, tell us more about We Love Katamari.
Wait, can one of you find a way to loop it back to We Love Katamari?
Okay.
That reminds me of that time where Ruby was talking about We Love Katamari.
There we go. So I played We Love Katamari before I played Katamari Damacy. And when I played Katamari Damacy, it wasn't the original. It was, in fact, the re-roll remake.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Sure.
And it was so funny because at that time, when re-roll came out, everybody was like, oh, my God, they remade We Love Katamari. And I said, shut the front door.
Yeah.
Shut the freaking front door.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're
not
so
sweet.
Wrong. Yeah. Because it's literally not We Love Katamari. I have almost every level from that game in my head.
Nice.
I know what it is, and it's not this. And like very specifically, there is a flower level in We Love Katamari that I was obsessed with because like with you know, the Katamari in general, when you roll stuff up, it isn't particularly neat. Like sometimes it'll just like things will just be sticking out and it'll make rolling hard, and that's why it's kind of funny.
Yeah.
But with the We Love Katamari flower level, you were rolling up all these flowers that just sat flat on the Katamari.
Nice.
And so it was just like a big flower ball.
Was it beautiful?
It was so beautiful.
Yeah, I thought it sounded beautiful.
So beautiful. So like I loved that level. And that wasn't in Katamari Damacy re-roll because that level is not in the first game. It's in We Love Katamari. So when everybody said, oh my God, they remade We Love Katamari, I said, shut the front door, you know, shut the front door.
Hey, idiot, think again.
Yeah, you know the front door, shut it.
Yeah, oh,
yeah, get out of the house, you know.
I do know.
Oh! Yeah, that's, I say that all the time.
So I was really angry. But We Love Katamari is very meta, very self-referential because it's set not after the events of the first game, but after the success of the first game. And so,
that rules.
So, like, after you, you know, make all these stars in the first game, you know, you come into We Love Katamari, and the King of the Cosmos is like, my prince, we did such a good job. Everybody loves how, you know, we made the Katamaris. They love it so much. And so the craziest thing happened. I may or may not have like accidentally like just destroyed all the cosmos. So like you have to do it all again. So sorry about it. But on the bright side, we're taking listener requests. So you got to go down to Earth and meet, you know, humans and take their requests for Katamaris to roll up.
Yeah.
And so that's the aim of the game. You go and you meet people who are like, oh my God, I love Katamaris. Can you make a flower Katamari? Can you make a school Katamari? Blah, blah, blah.
A school one's messed up. Hey, I hate school. Can you suck all the schools
yeah,
up?
Can you just like roll up all the school? And it's great because unless you like exceed expectations and do a really, really good job of the Katamari that you roll, the vast majority of the time, or maybe it was just because I was bad at the game as a kid.
Yeah.
But like from experience, if you did not do good enough, the human who requested it will, like after you finish it, just be like, this sucks. Like you're the Katamari that you rolled up.
You've given us
is
a dog.
So shit. Like this stinks. Like you are bad at this and you should feel bad.
That's great.
And it's so funny. But also throughout the game, you can roll up cousins. And so they're little guys who look like you,
right.
The prince.
Okay, fair enough.
But in different forms, like in different, they look different. They have different, they're different shaped heads.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. They're different colors. And so you can try like a bunch of different cousins to play. I think the first one that you roll up is like a strawberry guy.
Oh, really cute.
Nice. And it rocks. It's so much fun because you can choose which cousin to be. But I think the flower level was definitely my favorite level out of all of them. But it definitely expanded on what the first game provided.
Set up, yeah.
Which was really good. It was a little bit longer, if I remember correctly. And it rocked big time.
Hell yeah.
And what's even better is that it's getting a re-roll remake.
Yes. June 2nd, baby. I'm excited.
Hell yeah.
So excited.
Put be rolling.
Guys in a ball, make the ball big. And show that.
It's good because it only came out on PS2.
Yep.
So it's very exciting. This is coming out on Switch. Whoa. And literally, like, not even the second I saw, like, the ad for it, but the second I saw the trademark get filed by, I think, Bandai Namco.
Yeah.
The second I saw them file a trademark for it, I wrote a story on it and then emailed my friend at Bandai Namco and was like, hey, man. I just want to be put on a list. I just want to be put on a list for a review code. I will review this. And he's like, do not worry.
You're getting one.
Got you on
there. You were already on the
list. Thank you. Shouts out to Con, my king.
Yeah, we're on the opposite of lists for things. Crossed us off lists. Yeah,
they're like, take games away from.
Yeah. You cannot have this.
Yeah, not for Tom Cruise.
Oh, no, the video game people are at my house again taking my games. They're scared I'm going to review them.
Oh, bummer. Oh,
damn.
Oh, well.
Yeah. I'll find another game.
Yeah.
I loved it.
How many thumbs? What are we saying?
Oh, five.
Five
actually,
thumbs.
Actually, wait. I remember specifically the last time I was here. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm actually allowed to give it more thumbs.
That's
than
true.
Five.
There are other categories.
It's out of five, but 7 is it could be a game of the year, but you're not decided yet. It's one of the contenders. Yeah. 10 would make it your game of the year.
Mm-hmm.
You can also just pick another number if you want.
Yeah. Well, the thing is because I know that it's going to get re-released as re-roll, and I thought that the re-roll version of the first game was so well done.
Yeah.
It really polished the game and made it, you know, just as good. Just as good as the original.
And it's portable now.
If not better. Like, it's portable and it, you know, just looks smoother.
Yeah.
And it was great. I am hopeful that they will give the same treatment to We Love Katamari because it's just such a good game. And, like, I think it did a great job of being a sequel where it, like, it was a little bit of a Banjo-Tooie moment, you know? Like,
damn.
It really did kind of
expand on the original.
Expand on the original, but also reference back on itself. Yep. So I think I'll give it a 7. I'll give it seven thumbs.
Brave.
Comfortably, because I think
it could be one of your games. It could be
could
your
be
game of the year.
Re-roll could be in that top 10.
Yeah, fair.
Yeah.
Well, hey.
Hey, everybody, it's me, Mr. Ads.
Mr. Ads. Hi, Mr. Ads.
Oh, my God, we got Ruby in the studio. It's great to finally meet you in the flesh.
It's really weird because, like, this whole time I thought that, like, you were Jackson, like just doing a voice.
No,
it actually turns out that you're real, which is really crazy.
I would never be Jackson.
You got a big, nice suit, a gold tooth, and a big sack of
ads. And you're, like, 8 feet tall as well.
I am huge.
Which is really kind of actually quite scary.
I was born like this.
I came out like this.
Wow. Speaking of coming out like that, how's your kid?
Oh, he's beautiful. Came out 8 foot tall, too.
Out of you?
Out of me.
Cool.
Well, I saw your wife. She was pregnant.
That's how it works.
She got
Mr. Ads and Mrs. Ads.
Mr.
She got pregnant, but I have the baby.
Honey, you've got to come back to the car.
All right, I got to go.
The baby's getting hot.
The baby's getting too hot. Baby Ads getting hot and screaming, so I'm going to head to the car. Here's some ads. You enjoy them. Have a good rest of the episode.
Thanks, Mr. Ads. See
you. Thank you, Mr. Ads. Catch you around.
Bye.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
His baby sounded scary.
Well, it is 7 foot tall.
That's worrying.
And now, oh my God, if it isn't time for me to open up the thumbcrampspod@gmail.com inbox and read out some of the listener emails.
I love this part of the show.
Yeah. So straight off the bat, Jackson, I don't know if you recall, but not last week, the week before, we guested on a podcast called the Kotaku Australia podcast.
Oh, yeah. I kind of remember that.
Yeah. And at the end of that episode, we said, hey, if you want to get in contact with Ruby, you can email us at thumbcrampspod@gmail.com.
Oh, did someone actually email?
That's right.
So we got an email here from Bob saying, happy birthday, Ruby. Cheers.
Oh,
Bob.
Oh, that's nice.
Thank you.
Then we have another email here from Bad Janet.
Okay. Oh no.
Dear Ruby, I was just finishing listening to the latest episode of the Kotaku podcast, and I was excited to hear my gamer boyfriends were there with you. I listened to the Kotaku podcast because I always enjoy your guest spots on Thumb Cramps, so the official crossover episodes were a real treat. Love you, Ruby, and thank you to my video game boyfriends for being Ruby's secretary. Feel free to read this out on Thumb Cramps as well.
Thank you, Bad Janet.
Thanks, Bad
I actually
Janet.
Just rewatched The Good Place.
Oh, there you go.
And Bad Janet was one of my favorite characters.
Hell yeah. Well, they've emailed you.
So that is honestly an honor.
Yeah.
And I would also just like to say that in the Kotaku Australia podcast, and I also want to preface this, not upset.
Okay.
We mentioned that your birthday was coming up, that's Ruby. True. Then we say my birthday's the day after. So we got emails about Ruby's birthday, but not a single one about mine.
Yeah, that's weird. That's weird. Loathed.
Maybe it was just more my birthday.
Yeah,
than it
could have been more your birthday.
Yeah, maybe you should try having more of a birthday.
I turned a very nothing age, which is fair.
How old did you turn?
I turned 32.
I turned 27. They're kind of both nothing age.
27's huge.
27's famous. Yeah. I mean,
yeah, but for a bad reason.
Well, it depends.
What, 32 is not even famous for a bad reason.
Yeah, like, I mean, it's not that great of an age because I had, like, it's not great to have multiple people come up to you and be like, oh, you're 27 now. Are you going to kill yourself or die?
Well, I wasn't thinking about it, but
yeah,
who knows?
Like, no plans. No plans.
Nothing set in stone.
And now, I guess we got a couple of emails here that all tie into one particular topic of discussion that's come up on Thumb Cramps. There was an email that got sent a couple of weeks ago claiming that a listener lost their virginity whilst listening to Thumb Cramps.
Wonderful email. Wonderful
which
email.
Is powerful.
It's really
we then
good
had
stuff.
An email in and claimed that it's impossible to have sex during a podcast because it's way too distracting. I thought would be the book would close there. That's what I suspected. But instead, the book has been blown wide open.
Dude,
the floodgates have come pouring in, and people have taken that as a call to let us know, have they had sex with the Thumb Cramps?
The thing is, in this day and age, like, you've got people having their, like, brains turned into mush because they're watching TikToks that have like four things happening on the screen. Like, you've got like a podcast talking about like how to get big gains on selling like Roblox gift cards to children, but then under it you've also got Subway Surfers and someone making slime.
So do you think that like if somebody's like, look, I'm not very good at eating pussy because I get distracted. Yeah. I gotta put Thumb Cramps on in the background.
Put Thumb Cramps on in the
we're
background.
Sort of like Family
and
Guy
also
clip.
A video of like 5 minute craft.
Yeah. And Subway Surfers.
Then I
and
can
Subway
eat pussy Surfers. Like a champion.
Yeah.
You're so much more focused, babe.
Oh, wow, you're really good. It's like, thanks, I'm thinking about that one part from Family Guy and also how to make slime.
And Thumb Cramps reviewing a video game that it sounds like they haven't played, but they have actually played because they know weird details that would only know if they have played it but can't remember what the main character's name is. So this email, subject, I had sex to one of your podcasts. Hello, my beautiful internet boyfriends. I would just like to say that I have had sex multiple times to one of your podcasts.
Multiple times.
Sadly, it was not thumb cramps, but is an episode of Plumbing the Death Star, specifically the episode about What If Batman Was Afraid of Something, featuring Nick Mason from the Weekly Planet.
Wait, that's the episode they've had sex multiple times?
Yes, that is my all-time favorite. Episode? Yes, that is my all-time favorite episode of any podcast, and it makes me laugh my ass off. I was listening to that episode when I got off from work and my girlfriend had just came home. One thing led to another, and we were, says a word that Ruby loves to say, but isn't safe for this podcast. I'm going to change it to, and we were having sex.
Making intercourse.
Making intercourse.
Making slime. Yeah. We were 5-minute crafting. Yeah.
Then they add an awesome flex here. I'm pretty sure we've also done other things that isn't just straight sex to that episode. I love you, boys. Thank you for bringing me joy all of the time.
Enigmatic.
Pegging?
No, I'm assuming by not straight sex, they don't mean like straight sex as in like straight sex. They mean like blowjob.
Yeah.
Like pegging, as in like, not like
spanking or whatever.
That's like a weird way to say it. Yeah. No offense to you.
They didn't sign off with their name, so I won't read their name.
Yeah.
I think we'd be a good podcast to get pegged to, honestly.
Absolutely.
I think we'd be really solid.
I would argue
that
you would be the only podcast to get pegged to.
I think if you want somebody to peg you, put on this podcast and they'll be more inclined. Yeah.
And then this next email comes from a family. Dear video game boyfriends and luxurious guests.
Family guy?
Lucky there's a family guy. I'm here to argue that since you are all our video game boyfriends, all sex should be had to your podcast to properly include you. Otherwise, you're not truly our video game boyfriends and we're cheating on you. In conclusion, anyone who doesn't, Ruby's favorite word, to thumb cramps, is a coward and a cheat. Our undying love and devotion, the nuclear family, the Culvers.
Oh, I love the Culvers.
Mm. I had Culvers when I was in Illinois.
Whoa!
Yeah.
What is
Is it Culvers? I'm almost certain that it is. It's a fast food chain in the Midwest.
Whoa.
I'm gonna
the Culvers are my favorite nuclear family.
Yeah.
I'm gonna look
it's
it up.
A couple and
so
a dog.
I might be saying it wrong.
Do they? My edit was always, it was funny to call them nuclear family because it was
just a couple of perfect nuclear
family. Yeah, I'm right.
Family.
You are right?
Yeah, the Culvers. It's an American, maybe they own that restaurant.
Maybe.
Whoa.
That's awesome.
Well,
that
having
be a true
sex
family
to
restaurant.
Thumb cramps in
the restaurant.
In the restaurant.
Yeah, that's cool stuff. Yeah.
Let us know. Do you have a dog or do you also have a kid?
I think they've got a kid.
Yeah.
They might have two.
Well, that would make sense for nuclear family.
Yeah.
A dog.
And the dog's got a long-term human girlfriend.
Yeah.
He also talks.
Yeah, he's Brian
Are you sure they don't
And he went to jail for having sex with another dog.
Are you sure they don't have three kids? Chris, Meg, and Stewie?
They could. We don't know.
Dear Thumbo Crampo boyfriends and esteemed guests, prefacing this by saying I'm a non-virgin as required.
Nice. Yeah.
I don't know why other emailers are saying they couldn't have sex to your podcast. I've had sex to shit like Baby Shark, D&D's for Nerds, Thumb Cramps, TikTok Reels, and PewDiePie meme reviews playing in the background.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's
awesome.
I am almost certain that I have had sex to Markiplier playing in the background.
That's awesome.
That's brother.
Great. Yeah, maybe having sex to that famous Markiplier smash or pass video is good.
Yeah.
Someone's gonna try it out.
Yeah.
I remember one time I was boning my wife, in brackets, girlfriend at the time. Yeah. Justin Bieber's
my wife is awesome.
Justin Bieber's baby started auto-playing through my Alexa speakers after another song finished. After a brief period of shrugging to each other, we just kept going. It's so funny to stop having sex and shrug at each other. My God. We just kept going despite the fact we both utterly hate him and his songs. Oh, that's
rude such
to
a
Justin.
Boning my wife moment.
Me when I'm boning my wife.
And then they say one of my fraternity brothers back in uni had sex to a recording of himself streaming. I'm yet to hear anything top that in terms of craziness. That would.
Oh, so they're American.
Yeah.
How unfortunate. Nah, that's chill.
Far out.
And then,
that is so much.
That's so much to take
in. That's so much. That rocks,
that
actually.
That email had, like, it was obviously different from the person who wrote in and was like, I'm a virgin and young and buying video games does not shame me. But they're both equally powerful. You know what I mean? They're
like opposite ends of the spectrum. That email meant so much to me. Thank you so much for sending
Thank
that.
Thank you so much for boning your wife.
Thank you for boning your wife.
And this is probably very funny. Well, it's a wild email.
Okay.
So to end the show with this. Dear Thumbozos, sex haver, Yahtzee hater, James here. I am not a virgin and have no shame in buying video games. In fact, when my girlfriend wants to go shopping, I can only take so much before I, a man aged 23, must retreat to EB Games, where I peruse games on offer like a child dragged to the shop by his parents, shameless and with no intent to buy. I do, however, feel great shame when jerking off or gaming while my girlfriend is home. Knowing that the homies out there are sexless while I could be having sex but choose not to feels as bad as cooking a pizza only to eat one slice and toss the rest. There you go, Thumb Cramps listeners. Beautiful. James is out there feeling bad. He's like, man, I shouldn't be jerking off while playing video games. There's so many Thumb Cramps listeners out there.
Needy people out there in the worst place to be.
You are so empathetic, James.
Yeah, he's an empath.
I got to say, they're like 23. I think that's a fine age to be going into a game store and buying games.
What's the cutoff?
I think the cutoff is 25.
Bad news for all of us.
Yeah.
Wow. If you want to send us an email, you can hit us up at thumbcrampspod@gmail.com or you can tweet us at thumbcrampspod. Thank you so much for joining us in person, Ruby.
Oh, so excited.
And where
so
can we exciting. Find you? Except obviously sitting right next to us right now.
Yeah, you can find me.
We found
what's
you.
The address of this place?
Oh, yeah. I'll put it in the show notes.
Yeah, put it in the show notes. You can find me there. By the time you're hearing this, I'll still be in Melbourne. So,
keep an
eye out. She might be able to find me. Don't come looking. But you can find me on Twitter at RubyInnes, or you can find me on the where I work on Kotaku Australia.
Yeah, nice. And there'll be links to Ruby's articles in the show notes. Also, read all of them and comment. Great job, Ruby.
Yeah,
please
well done.
Do. Yeah, you did
drive up engagement.
You did so good on this one.
Yeah,
you say bingo.
And make sure you check out the Kotaku Australia podcast. Jackson and I did an episode a couple of weeks ago, but also just subscribe and listen every week because it's a damn good podcast.
It's we have good. Fun.
It's like this podcast, but good because Ruby's there every week.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, you.
This podcast sometimes we got to deal with. Adam Garner.
I got to deal with you every week.
Okay, well, yeah.
Oh, what's he played this time? Looking at a rock outside. Yeah, cool.
Dude, but what a rock.
Five stars.
Some rocks are good to look at.
No, I entirely agree. Yeah. Once for a birthday, my younger sister wrote in permanent marker on a rock, "You rock." And I thought that was really nice.
That is a very that sweet present.
Five thumbs. Nice.
Five thumbs. Yeah. Five thumbs for that rock.
Yeah.
So how many thumbs in total in this episode?
Okay. So
there's that, and then there's also the movie.
Yeah. So five thumbs for the rock.
Yeah.
The rock that you got from your sister for your birthday.
Yeah.
Four thumbs for Evil Dead Rise.
Yeah.
Five thumbs for the Love Bug, the 1997 remake.
That's true.
Which is also a sequel, so it's like a
requel.
It is a requel.
Yeah.
Which is also very similar to the 2013 Evil Dead movie. So it all ties together nicely.
Yeah.
So that's...
I can keep count.
That's 14 so far.
Yeah. I'll get a calculator.
Another 7 for We Love Katamari.
So 21.
Then we've got 2 thumbs for Family Guy video game.
Yeah.
So that's 23. 4 thumbs for Meat Grinder.
Yeah.
27. So that's 27 out of 15.
27 out of 15. And also your age now.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
Me,
oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
It was a birthday special after
it really
all.
Was.
Thanks for all the well wishes, listeners.
Rest in peace, Mr. Ads 2.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack.
for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.